Today we're going to go back a little bit back into snow.
July,
yeah. And see different things that are yesoides and mikvos from the snow. The shaila that it stemmed from, if you take a look, and from that shaila will spur the whole discussion. In the Sefer Egle Dvash, on page 22, as Rav Getzel Berkowitz, the Dayan of Kiryas Yoel, who I happen to know, he has the little summary on the top here, on the top right. Bidvar hama'orup pamachas shemachmas hakor hagodol Himei Achoref Nikrushu Hamayim Shebetzinoris, because of the cold in the winter time, so the water in the pipes froze. Became a button po Kiryas Yoel.
That can destroy the pipes.
What?
That can destroy the pipes.
Yeah. Veloy Amotzoy Mayim Lotzoruch Netilas Yadayim Lachilas Pas. And that was the shaila. Could you just put? We know that there's two dinim in Natilas Yadayim. There's Natilas Yadayim and Tvilas Yadayim. So you can put your hands in a mikvah and you'd say for Achilas Pas. So the question is, could you use the water, the snow that accumulated? Obviously, there was a lot of snow on the ground. Could you accumulate the snow from on the ground? Put your hands in the snow and eat bread based on that. And that was the shiloh.
So accumulating,
first put it in a bucket and then stuck his hands in? No, there was an accumulation of snow on the ground.
In the snow drift that's in the street.
Yeah, just put your hands in. That was the shiloh. So, first, there are a couple of stodim to the shaila. First of all, we know, we discussed in the past, are you allowed to use snow for a mikvah? So we said that was a machloikis between the Baal HaMor and the Ravid. The Ravid said only when it melts, and yesterday we saw that even when it melts, it's not so pashut that it's good, only if it melts before it goes into the bore. And the Baal HaMor says that the snow is mayim kemoshehu, and therefore you can be tovel in snow. So what seems very interesting. So that's one basic question. Because obviously, if you can't be tovel in snow until it melts, so then obviously it's not gonna melt here 40 saw of snow on the spot when you need it. As mele, there's an accumulation here, so now if it was a nice amount of accumulation, you can get 40 saw in a big heap of snow. You just put your hands in. So that has to be making in the shiloh, you have to assume like that. So it's interesting to note, and the Magen Avraham makes this ha'ara. So how do we paskin on this shiloh? So if you look at Hilchos Mikvos on page 1, Reish Aleph Sif Lamed, Ein Shiva Poselas Ela B'mayim, right? That's one thing. Well, Shalom, that's about Shuvim. And then he says, the last two lines, Lo Od El Afilu, first word in line, Afilu. Afilu also call HaMikvah Mishela G'Kfor O'Bora Trevyu B'Chli V'Asa Ben Mikvah Kosher. So the simple pshat, the way the post can learn, even though Yonos and Talakim learn differently, but the simple pshat is that the Shulchan Aruch's paskening that you could be tovel and shelig. If you have 40 saw shelig, you could be tovel and shelig. You could put kli and shelig, and you could be tovel and shelig. So that's good for the shiloh. What's ironic, and the Magen Avraham points out, is let's look now in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim. Look on page 4. Kuf Samach Sif Yud Beis. Hashelag v'habarad v'hakfor v'haglid v'hamelach. All these things imriskan ad sheyasu mayim notlim b'hem v'tovlim b'hem im yesh b'hem kishir. Pelotic. He's saying that you can use shelag for the tilas yadayim only if it's in the form of water. Packed it together, you crushed it, and then it became water, then you could use it, which is a pella, because Netilas Yadayim, the Magen Avraham asked this kasha, is presumably more kal than regular tvila. You know, whether it's whatever tvila you're talking about. And here, in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, he's requiring that it be into mayim, which seemingly contradicts what the Mechaber said in Mikvos. Unless he's saying like Jonas Antelik, he said that in Mikvos, he really didn't say that, but that's the simple shot is that he did say it. So this is the kasha the Magen Avraham asked this kasha. The Magen Avraham is here on page 4. Yeah, he says, "Beis Yosef biyoridei simin reish alef kosev yesh lahachmish lo pel gufo b'shalag yemino mefusha." That was what he said in the Beis Yosef. "Uvashas atchach mutul lo yodu b'shalag afilu einu mefusha." Even the tilas yadayim derabbanon had kan loshem Beis Yosef. "Shulchanoch shams viulei kosev stamt matbil b'shalag mashma afilu einu mefusha." Now he's asking the kasha. And in Hilchos Mikvah, he says that you can be tovel in pure snow. V'hocha gabi netilas yadayim pasak dafka shiriskan. Only if you liquefied it. V'ibcha miboile. It should be just the opposite. Because netilas yadayim should be more kal. And therefore he says, l'chein yesh yusmach lutbol yodov b'shalag fil roschim. So he says, therefore l'chora, the din should be that you should be able to be Tovel Yadayim in snow, even if it's still in the form of snow. Because that's what he said in Hilchos Mikvos. So Taka Tzakasha. Steer in the Mechaber. Right? Steer in the Mechaber. There's a whole discussion about steers in the Mechaber. You know, the Vilna Gaon of Abadi once pointed out to me that the Vilna Gaon writes in one place that steers in the Mechaber, I'm not so, he doesn't get so kayadua, there's steers in the Mechaber. There's even one opinion of the Dvar Shmuel, of Rav Shmuel Abuhav, that this is a controversial statement, that the Rav Yosef Karo wrote the Beis Yosef, but he didn't write the whole Shulchan Aruch himself. In other words, in the biography of the Chofetz Chaim, his sons write that the Chofetz Chaim did not write, that's clear. Chofetz Chaim did not write the entire Mishneh Berurah. He gave out, you do this siman, you do this siman, you do this, and he says, that's why, one of the sons says, this theorist, because this was written by my brother, and this is written by my brother-in-law, this is written by my father, so there's theorists. But, like someone said, but we never saw that people to say it about the Beis Yosef. So Rav Shmuel Abuhav, that's a Kadmon, he says that he's not so worried about Stiras of the Mechaber, because he thinks that the Mechaber wrote the Beis Yosef and then he gave out to Talmidim to do the, because the Shulchan Aruch is a simple thing compared to the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef, you have to do, you know, the big job of collecting all the Shitas. The only thing is, I'll just point out that it's hard to believe that the final Psak Halacha he's going to give to his you know, to Machriya, he's going to give to his Talmidim. Okay, but that's that. There is an opinion like that. Rav Avadi Yosef was not a fan of that opinion, but it was by a Kadman, not just by somebody, you know, 2 years ago who was writing something in some newspaper that he wants to come up with some new theory about the Shulchan. It was written by a Kadman.
Historically, the Beis Yosef, he wrote, I think, most of it in Istanbul.
Istanbul, that's my family. We're from my mother's family. We're from Istanbul. Okay, but the poskim. Yeah, the poskim deal with.
That's another name, though.
He says that by Tzedayim you don't need it to be risken also.
Right, he thinks Bishas Achag, really it could be so mech that it's okay. But what's the answer for? But now he still wants to give an answer. In other words, the Magen Avraham, the Shach, these people, they try to give answers for the Shulchan Aruch. They didn't just say, it's a stira, no problem. The Vilna Gaon, the Rav Abadi pointed out in Hilchos Yontif, right, it's okay, so it'll be a stira. No, it'll be a stira, fine. But the Nosei Kalim didn't work with that. Nosei Kalim wanted a miyashev every stira. So what's the answer? Ish Lomar. So the first answer would be a great answer, but it doesn't work so well with the words. The first answer is to say that when the Shulchan Aruch is saying you have to liquefy it, that's only when you do Netilas Yadayim. Because Netilas Yadayim, you do in a Kli, you have to have Mayim. But if you do Tevilas Yadayim in a Mikvah, then you don't have to. But he says Beferish not that way. He says Beferish that it has to be Riskan. He uses for both. So that's not the best answer. So it's not the Rambam says Riskan, so it's only going on that one. I don't know, it's very schwer. So at the end of the day, he writes the Magen Avraham, literally the Shelag Hamunach al Pnei Haaretz Kol Sheish Mem Sa Mechuber Yachad Hafil Nomuch Maod Mutter. So at the end of the day, the Magen Avraham says, you go outside here in the sidewalk, and you see what? Snow on the sidewalk, and it's a huge amount? Put your hands in.
This is Memseya, he means when it melts, it'll be Memseya of water. Is that what he means by Memseya? Snow?
Or
is it a volume measure of snow, which when it melts, it's going to be a lot less water?
Right. Right, so that's what he says. The Rambam says Riskan means you have to compact it. So it'll...
You've got snow all for a mile.
Yeah, right. It could be that the air pockets won't count. But as you say, if you have huge heaps of snow, then it'll be...
Even not huge, just like, let's say the snow is continuous. So I could, even though it's like 2 inches here.
Yeah. So that's the psak of the Magen Avraham.
So he doesn't really answer the stira.
He tries to answer it.
Meaning to say it's only going on north and not tofu.
Right. Which, and the other one was like this agav or something like that. You know,
he's always saying about the tefila, not about the tefila.
He wants to answer that. He thinks that when the Shulchan Aruch said, make it mayim, that's only for notlin. But tovlim, you know, the rizkan asher yasu mayim notlim behem. The tovlim behem is even without. But that's not how you read the line. That's not.
Talking about tefillah of yadayim, or is it talking about tefillah of a guf?
No, yadayim. In other words, the simple answer could have been that would have been a great answer. That, in other words, for netilas yadayim, everyone agrees. Not everyone. Maybe the Baal HaMor wouldn't agree that you don't take snow and you do with a cup netilas yadayim. Even though the Baal HaMor probably would say that's okay also because he holds shalagas kemayim. Oh, okay. Here's the man. You see, we're saying over a stira now, which you'll hold is not a stira. You see, you'll say, because, in other words, in Hilchas Matilas Yadayim, the Mechaber Paskins, you can use it for Tzvilas Yadayim only if you make it into water. But in Hilchas Swat, in Hilchas Mikvos, he says even Shelag alone, which you denied. So therefore, according to you, it's okay. But then, according to everyone else, it's a stira. So the Mogen Avraham wants to say that maybe for netilas yadayim, you have to make it into water. But for tefilas yadayim, then it's enough to put it in snow. But in the end of the day, it's difficult. So the Mogen Avraham paskins that you can put your hand in snow. And so in the case of the case that the Kiryas Yoel, the Mogen Avraham would say, if the case in Kiryas Yoel was that the pipes froze over, they couldn't open the sink. And so they asked the Dayan, Rav Getzel, what to do. So he's wrote a whole tshuva. A fascinating lumdish tshuva he's going to write on this, you know, seemingly simple question. But it's a lot of lumdus here. So one question is simple. How do we paskin on the shaila? So he says, l'chora, the Mogen Avraham is makel for netilas yadayim, that you can use snow for netilas yadayim. You can put your hands in the snow, and even on the ground. Now there is Rav Getzel points out there's a taz that says something more, and that's on page 3, which Rav Getzel says is also relevant to this question, and that is a feeling in Saloma that snow is good for mikvah. Does the snow have to be in a guma, in a hole? Or in other words, the case, because that's not so easy to get. In other words, the case we have here in the winter, you go out, so on the sidewalk from, well, like you said, for a mile, it's full of snow. So is there a requirement to have a guma that's to contain the mikvah, or even if it's above ground, as long as it's not zochlin, there's no requirement of having a guma. So the taz, Rav Getzel points out, if you look at this taz on page 3 with the arrow, he says, I'm a leading tefillah b'shelag Malcolm Shahu Mahunas look for Shubahunas Beguma. Yesham Shir Mem saw Yeshlahatir Bitfilas Yadayim. So he throws in, as Rav Getzel points out, a requirement for a guma, which Rav Getzel thought in the tshuva there that maybe if it's Alpanei Kol Chutzos, that's not a proper mikvah. And it's only said when it's beguma.
Why should he need this?
Yeah, so we'll see.
That'd be amazing.
So Rav Getzel points out that the Chazon Ish discusses this question. Does a mikvah require, is part of the definition of a mikvah bashborin that you need it in a pit, in a cavity, as opposed to having it. So if you look at the Chazon Ish on page 8, He writes like this. On page 8 in the Chazon Ish, the first arrow on the right. Nira, the Ashborin lo mikri, elakol sheyesh lo ksolim srivav, who kumosha perish Rashi, psochim and bezam ralph. We'll see what that Rashi is. But he says that it could be Ashborin means you need it to be a receptacle. Now, if it's a kli, then it's no good. That receptacle is no good. But the receptacle has to be a receptacle in the ground, a cavity in the ground. And if it's not a cavity in the ground, or maybe some build above ground, or whatever, however you build it, but it's a cavity. But if you just have water, a puddle, a big puddle, say you have of water, mayim tovchim al pnei ha'aretz, afagav denochin, so this is a chiddush. Even if it's not moving any place, it's stagnant. Lo mikri ashborin. So the most similar thing to what he's saying is like the Divrei Chaim, because he's willing to say the Divrei Chaim is saying this idea that a katafris bashborin is, and some want to say that means it's zocher. So he's willing to say, he's willing to entertain the possibility. In the end, he says tzarchian, but he's willing to entertain the possibility that if you have water, stagnant water, but it's above ground, that's not a kosher mikvah. That's not a kosher mikvah. Because part of being not zochlin is not only that the water has to be stagnant, but it has to be contained.
There's no place to go.
Yeah. So even though you could have, say, let's take an easier example. Say, midaraisa for kalim tamayim, right? So revius, a mikvah is a revius for. So revius is not so hard to get a puddle that's revius. You know, you have after it melts, you get a puddle that's revius, but. And it could be stagnant puddle in a ravis, but maybe it's still not good, a good mikvah, because it's not contained.
Ravis for mikvah.
For.
I thought that's only a mayim.
No, for kalim. So for kalim to mayim.
Did we say that was only mayim?
No, okay. I ain't sucking, but I'm
giving it to us.
Yeah.
It's nice.
And then, it's interesting that, and he's not sure. The last two lines in this paragraph, he writes, Ulfize Yeshloma Daflamanda Machshe Mikveh Shal Sheleg Mikol Mokom Be'in She Munochem Be'emek She Sheksolim Makifin Osan for Tzarachin. Now it's interesting that, and the next paragraph, he's going to say basically what the Divrei Chaim said, that Katafris Bashborin is a Katafris, which is a similar type of idea, because just because something is stagnant, and then maybe that would be a riot of a helmetzer, that, in other words, just because something's not moving, maybe I'll pidin if it's not contained, or if it's an ashborin, or if it's a katafris, then I'll pidin, that's not called stagnant, which is a fascinating, those, the helmetzer wanted a pasul of Lubavitch and mikvah, he wanted to say, based on the Divrei Chaim, it's katafris. And then he wanted to say, even if you have a shakim and a tzad, it's still not good, because al pidin a katafris is zochlin. So the Rav Ozna said back, but if it's not moving, how can you consider zochlin? So he brings a right from the, I think Kim Dumani, I have to look again, that the Divrei Chaim might have brought this Rambam. There's a Rambam in the Perish Mishnayis of Taros. See, the Mishnah in Taros on page 5, the last three lines in Parak Ches Halacha Mishnah Tes. אני צריך והכתף שמה שלא תופך אינו חיבור לא נתומה ולא טרה. So nitzog means you have water, pouring water in the air. Hakatafras is the slope. Mashke tofeach means you just have water that's wet, but it's not wet enough to wet something else. So the pashut pshat, these are three separate things. There's nitzog, there's katafras, and mashke tofeach. And if any of these things are trying to connect two separate, it's not a good connection. So the chiddush of the Rambam is that katafras and mashke tofeach are the same, is one case. It's mashke tofeach on a katafras. Whereas you have a slope and you have water that's wet on the katafras that's not moving, that's eino chibur. So the Chazanish, look in the Chazanish
so
now back.
I'm saying this is a gam chibur?
Yeah.
Like the Divrei Chaim.
So this is like the Divrei Chaim that the Chazanish says, because I don't know if he uses the word Divrei Chaim, because Lamaisa, if you have Mashka Tofeach on a katafras, it's not moving anywhere, because it's too, it's not enough to move. It's just a little, it's not even wet enough to wet something. It's not Tofeach al Manas Lapiach, it's a Tofeach.
But it's only on a katafras.
What?
But it's only on a katafras.
Right.
But if, who's Mehechi takes it if it's
flat? So one second. Listen carefully. Moshe and Rambam, look inside. The Perush of the Torah is Nirush. First, the Katafir Shemash Tofeh Chad Milsa. And the Mashka Tofeh Mokh Midron. Pavgav Shein Af Kusul Dina. Shafi Moment Be Katafir Zav Nami. Pavi Chibur. Mikho Mokom Noktu Behove Mashka Tofeh Shem Midron. So he asks you a question. V'hinei lamad, v'hinei, the first word was v'hinei lamad, shemashka tofeach b'ashborin, but if it would have been a katafras, there's your question. Chashiv chibur. Aval katafras lo avi chibur. Av shehu noch. V'gora midron b'zeh, kein she'in hamiskayim. V'fise mikri ashborin dafka. Fize mikre of a katafris will have a chibur of shehunach the gor midron bezeh came and shein harbe miskayim fize mikre ashborin tafke b'defanas makifus which close of l. That was he's asking a kasha . So he says, so why is that? Mashke tofeach, right? So he says, Shem, Efshar, Lisk. Hinei lamadnu she mashke tofeach be ashborin, chashiv chibur. Aval be katafris, lo havi chibur, af shehu noch. Ve gora midron bezeh, even she'ain harbe miskayim. Ufize mikri ashborin tafke defanas makifus. So what? First he was saying it's a he was proving it, and then he switches it. Kumokom noktu behova b'mashke defanas midron shetah shir efshel miskayim af b'midron. So he says, so that's miskayim. So that'll stay, but it's a midrum, so it's no good. Aval ba'av ein lo don el b'shot shu shotiv over. You know, manu shemashku tofech b'ashbor chashiv chibur. Mashku tofech b'ashbor chashiv chibur. Aval b'katafris lo havi chibur after hunach. The gar midrum is a kemen shein harbe miskayim. V'lefize mikri ashbor and dafke b'defanas mekifus k'mo shkosol el. Plus he's saying that the word is you need it to be miskayim. And if it's not, you know, even though right now it's nach, but it could easily move, so that's a chisaron.
Yes, that's why only on a midrin.
Right.
Unless he's saying that on a midrin you need it to be mukaf.
But I don't think he's saying that. Tzorachim. Okay, but definitely in the first paragraph, I think he was saying it in the second paragraph also, you need, but he asks your kasha, and then he
does something.
Okay, but Bekitzer, this Chazanish of Getzel points out, maybe is similar to the Svar of the Taz, that you need a, so Mela comes out, he says that, that it could be there's a machloikas between the Magen Avraham and the Taz, where the Sheleg al Pnei Sheleg on the surface of the ground, a Barm Saw, is that okay or not? And there's a Rambam, I think Rabbi Richter years ago pointed out, to some point out, Rabbi Richter maybe pointed out, that the Rambam, who also is Mashma Uka or something, he uses a Lashon. That some Medayik, I think Rabbi Richter pointed out, to some Medayik that Rabbi Richter maybe pointed out, to some Medayik we need a receptacle, a cavity in the ground. Oh, I didn't show you, so now let me just show you the Rashi that he in Psachim. So in Membeis, page 6. So he says like this. He's talking about Mei Tashmisha Shel Nachtom. Because you have the baker, and the baker has his dough, and he has his water, and dough gets in the water. So the question is, if you have dough around, and the water around, it can become chametz. So he says, Tani Chada Shofchim B'Mokom Midron, Ein Shofchim B'Mokom Eshbaran. Whereas you could throw the water in a midron, because then it'll just, you know, the water will just roll off. But if you keep it in an ashboren, then you're keeping water and dough in the ashboren, it'll become chametz. So that's the discussion here. So what is ashboren, says Rashi? Loshen shvira. Shemishtaber hakarka v'yesh b'koyim shamayim ne'asofim v'shorim b'sochar. In other words, you have a crack in the ground, meaning a cavity in the ground. That's what Ashboran means. So if you're going to put something that has potential of chametz there, that'll become chametz. But the Chazon Ish is using it to show that the word Ashboran is going about the ground. It's going on the ground. That's what the Ashboran is. It's the Shever Shebekarka. So that's why he's mispapik that maybe even if something is stagnant, that's not called Mayim Bashborin. Mm. Now,
the implication is it's not all on the ground. It's not
right, that's the implication.
It could just be he's talking about in this particular instance, when he's talking about like if this was like a Kaliistic thing, like I don't know if you could extrapolate from this that this is Jesus Rashi and
right,
every mikvah.
Right.
Lachor the Machaber who says he told him Shelek, Lachor you would have expected him to say,
right,
and it needs to be in the ground.
So the Beis Shloima, he denies this thing. And he says, I think you'll be happy with the Beis Shloima on page 14. Shlomo Drimmer, page 14. This is the new printing of the Beis Shlomo. You know, Rav Dov Avraham Mandelbaum. He's from Bnei Brak. He puts out all these new svarim. His uncle, who I was very close with, Rav Beresh Mandelbaum, who was the librarian from 1948 to 1998. And we were very close. For many years. I wasn't here in 48, but I was here. And then even after 98, when he still didn't come to the yeshiva anymore, I used to visit him in Brooklyn and by his daughter. He wrote the Sari Aleph, whatever. He was a big bibliographer. He was a big bucky in Sfarim. So his nephew comes out with a lot of he redid the Beis Shlomo. So he says Omnam beigar adin nirlani is daiti poshut shafi meinam hamayim betoch guma or mechitzas kol sheinam zochlim imokam imokam ksheirim lidbol behem. True. In other words, that's the normal way of having contained water. That doesn't make it the halachic definition. That's just a mitzias. But if you have a mitzias where it's stagnant and it's not a, so that's also, in other words, there's no din of ashbarin here. But they call non zochlin ashborin, but not that ashborin is a requirement. That's the norm. Aval imiye ba'ofen shemaim yu nosofim b'mokem echad af lo ma'ala me'aretz v'lo yu zochlin b'mokem l'mokem din ashborin lehem v'kosher l'tfila. V'teida, the ashborin lo ksiv b'kra. The pasuk doesn't say ashborin. It's not a requirement of Ashbaran. Ashbaran will be normally make it that it's not Zochlin. But if you have a way that it's not Ashbaran, so to speak, but it's not Zochlin, like, so it'll be good. So that's what he says. So that's the simple. The more Bechurish way is what the Chazanish was saying. Maybe the Rav Gerson. And then he brings a raya. On page 15. Yeah, we'll talk about Reb Chaim in a second. Everything has to come back to Reb Chaim in the end, right? it's Reitz, right? Everything has to come back to Reb Chaim. So, look on page 5. So, what does he bring a raya from? On page 15, that he's right. Od raya brura from the Magen Avraham. The shelach amunach al pnei haaretz kol sheyesh bo memsa mechuba afil nomach meod mutter mevur mezeh last word the kagav nekosher v'lo mikri zochlin. You'll tell me the taz, so you'll throw the taz at me. That seems to say, so what is he going to do? He was holding in everything. Asha taz kosov avalin tefil v'shel v'mokim shu mechunas meguma yen shem shu memsov yesh lahatir b'tefilis yadayim avim nomer. So he says he doesn't think that's right. He says that he thinks the Taz also agrees. Gamma Taz Moida. First word line is by Perak by Meton. Gamma Taz Moida. Dafim Eino Mechunas Beguma Lo Havi Zochlin Revade Gamma Das Hataz Im Tovel Yod of Beguma. He's saying that it's just to make a chibur. He says, in other words, no one's going to say, he thinks even the Taz would agree, that say you have Shelig in the Guma, and then it continues outside the Guma. You could say it's coming out. So, no one's going to say that that's possible.
Sounds like the Beis Shlomo is saying that the only issue is the question of whether or not of whether there's chibur.
Yeah.
So
how do you answer the Taz? So he says the Taz is what? He's just saying you need a chibur. He doesn't think he's saying it midin ashbaran. He's just saying he put it in the guma. That's just another way of saying that it's connected together.
I mean, you can't just say I have all the snow for a mile away, and it's all Mitsurif.
No, I think he's saying maybe it is, but it won't necessarily be Mitsurif if it's not touching. So if it's in the Guma, you know that it's touching, but not it had to be in the Guma. Because Haraya, if the snow is then continuing Chutz L'Guma, so then you should say that that's like it's being Zohalat. And no one, and he doesn't think anyone would say like that. So Al-Korcha, he doesn't think that that's what the Taz... You see, Rav Getzel said maybe the Taz is saying the same thing what the Chazanish was saying. He's saying he doesn't even think the Taz had meant that. The Chazanish said it. But okay, the Beis Shlomo was before the Chazanish. So he's not Mesiaches. In other words, he's Mesiaches, and maybe the Taz meant it, he doesn't think even the Taz meant it.
Also, wouldn't like the Machabra would have, or in the Beis Shlomo, wouldn't he have, if you say Kvitovel and Shelag, and you only mean Shelag right. in the ground, I mean, obviously Shelag generally is on top of the ground.
Right. Now, Rav Chaim, Rabbi Harari, was talking about it's above the ground, but it's mechuber to the ground. Bez Hashem, in one of the next two shiurim that we have, I'm going to say over more what Reb Nachum told us over the phone that day. That was said over more. Okay, so Bekitzer, that's what the Beis Shlomo says. So Rav Getzel, in the end, he paskins that it's okay, that you can rely on these shitas that it's that the Magen Avraham and above the ground and everything. And it's interesting, the tshuva that he has also deals with the Chelkas Yoav. Because, okay, so we have to see the Chelkas Yoav and then the Chasam Sofer. So the Chelkas Yoav deals with this called the Magen Avraham Stira. That there's a steer in the Mechaber. That on the one hand he writes that in Mikvos you can be Tovel and Sheleg, and in Hilchas Netilas Yadayim only returns to Mayim. So the Chelkas Yoav has a Chelkas Yoav is very sharp. It always says something sharp. Whether you agree with it, whether it's the Pashtus, it's a separate chart. There's a chart to point to that, but we know, we learned on page 7, the famous Gemara Nida on Yudzayin Amar Aleph. That says, Shela geino lo ochel velo mashke. Kisha velo lachila, eino betami tumach zochel mashkem, betami tumach mashkem. Right, Sheleg is not an ochel, not a mashke, but if you're choshev of love to be a mashke, then it has the din, you know, to be an ochel, it's not an ochel. Like, but it can be it's a quasi mashke, but only if you're mechashev alof. So the Chelkas Yoav says a fascinating, and basically Rav Getzel is mefalpel with this Chelkas Yoav. Besides the discussion of Magen Avraham and Taz and the Chazanish and that, so the Chelkas Yoav has an original pshat. I mean, whatever, it's a pilpul, but it's original to answer up the stira and the mechaber. How come in Hilchas Netilas Yadayim he requires that the shelag turn into water, and Hilchas Mikvos he says even shelag? So the Chelkas Yoav on page 21. Everything he says in the Sefer is just sharp. Again, that doesn't mean that that's the pashtus, but it's always geschmack because it's very sharp. And then you can mefalto. We did this, I mean, Yoredeya, we always do a certain Chelkas Yoav, right? Two Chelkas Yoavs, two, three. Page 21. So the Chelkas Yoav was contemporary with the Avnei Nezer. So it can't be too long ago. Because, you know, the famous Rav in Toronto, Rav Avram Price, he knew the Avnei Nezer as a child. And Rabbi Harari was at the Levaya. When was the Levaya? It was on a pace. What? 1994. You called me. On the Cholomon Pesach. 1994, where Price was Nifter. Price was the Gaon of Toronto. The Gaon. 1994. And he, as a child, knew the Avnei Nezer. And the Chelkas Yoav, I think, was a little older than the Avnei Nezer, but wasn't so.
This is after 1910 of the Nizam.
And the Chalk. That's when he was Nifter?
1910.
And the Chalk is Yoav? Weingarten. Yoav Yoshua Weingarten. When was he Nifter? He was from Kinsk. Rabbi Suna was a Rebbe here in MTA. So he told me that he always used to tell me, I'm from Kinsk, the same town as the Chalkas Yoav was.
1923.
He was older than me. Yeah. Oh, so he says a vort here. He says a vort.
Agav atzai mashallah b'daitik e'ez l'taritz ha'shulchan aruch t'posu b'yardeya k'apoyskim t'tovu m'shelag avul pi shalom nifshar. Right? It says in yardeya you can, except for if you understand Talaki, the rest of the world holds that in Shulchan Aruch it says that it's no. But according to you, we could go home already because there's no stira. Right? According to you, there's nothing. The kasher shav beis Yosef natilas yadayim the rabbanon vaday kasher. Baruchayim simchuf samach yibayis pasach lachem shalom posul bein lito yado bein lipo kol zman shalom nifshar. Vamogad Avram amad bezeh fu pelagodol yatziva ba'ara. It's a pelagodol because it should be just the opposite. That's the phrase in the Gemara, Yatziva ba'ara v'giyor b'shmei Shmaya. Right? Yatziva, he's the one who lives here. Right? So we're putting him at a lower level than the ger, we're putting him on a higher level. Whenever something is ipcha, that's the expression. Yatziva ba'ara v'giyor b'shmei Shmaya. The giyor, he's visiting, he should be ba'ara.
And,
yeah. That phrase, yeah. So Yatziva ba'ara giyor v'shmei Shmaya. Lefi aniz daiti yeshlo b'dachor kosha eich yuchsha sheleg l'tfila. Oh, so this is his chazer. Halo sheleg eino lo ochel v'lo mashke. So how does it work? It's not eino ochel v'lo mashke. Kimbur benita. Uve mikve mayim ksim. You need mayim. Chavte b'chitshe v'lov l'mashke avi mashke v'or sham. Mikol mokom eich yochel l'achashe v'lov keimen she'eino sheleg shalom. Right? So he says because it was just like by tuma, you know, sometimes you need bailim to make something machshava to make a shame kli, like we mentioned, Walter mentioned. So same thing. In other words, chishav alav usually only works if it's your bailim. So if I go on the street and I, the snow, I'm not the bailim on the snow. So then. Chishav alav l'chor. If you, what was he saying? For shelig l'chor, you need chishav alav l'mashke l'chor because shelig is ain't ochav l'mashke. It's just chishav alav. But chishav alav should mean that you have to be bailam. And ain't adam chashav al dovish ain't shemol. Kmo she ain't adam osir dovish ain't shalom. Feel behefker. I'm korchay. I'm prima godim. V'chashav she alav v'shem mayim v'adalu mahani. Kmo she kosav arash bepara. Hey, it's a rash bepara. Perich zayin mishne dalit. She yavo achiv v'atel zmach shoto. Yeah. Oh. So what about anshei meidva? What about anshei meidva? They toveled in snow. If you're assuming that pshat and anshei meidva was a mamish snow, not like the rivet. It's beautiful. It says, Nevim shelag b'tchil v'osim mikvim. Kein konu es ha-shelag b'hagbah. They said mevim is a shelag, so they made it mevim is a shelag. So that means they picked up the shelag. So there was a kinyan hagba.
What falls in yichatzer?
Oh, or if it fell in yichatzer, would be good. Yeah, but he's saying, in other words, it's meduyach the lashon that the heviu as a shelag that they made a kinyan hagba. So memela they were bailim on it.
Shapim moel bo machshav yelov din mayim yuchshav utvila. Now, she ain't came by Archaim, the Shabbat Mayim Mechav Munach of Prechutos. The Zeshuv Shapir Apostle, Mishum Dainal of Shemayim, came to Machshavoso, Emo of Shel Shalhefker.
And where do we say.
One second. So he wants to say, one second, that the answer to the two Mechabers are whether it was Shelach Shalom versus it wasn't Shelach Shalom. If it was Shelach Shalom, then you could be Mechashiv Lemayim. And if it was not Shelach Shalom, then not.
And where do we see that in our simple? In the case of the snow, the one case we actually have where someone passed in this way.
Yeah.
Assumingly, this was not the private snow.
I don't know. Maybe he made a kinyan. So that's.
I don't. That's not in the story.
Okay, 1 second. So that's his.
That's really a problem.
Yeah, that's his. That's his bilbul. So what now?
And so what's this? The answer to the steer is what? So by mikvah.
So by mikvah, he was talking about that it was your own shelik.
That's an luchas. I mean, luchas doesn't say that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But in other words, you're saying that's what you have to. But that's
no,
partial. Yeah, that's
that
a part.
You might as well just put in it melted.
No. Okay, but that we're not
it's
saying.
Shelly.
Yeah.
So that's his. That's his pilpul. It's a pilpul. It's a clever thing. The others say. Like Rav Getzel points out, and I think I saw it in the Blei Shlomo, he points it out, that some learn that mashke means drinking. Whereas Michael Friedman said, Chishav alav mashke, l'chor is mikvah zol zol mashke. Right, but it could be that mashke only, some achronim right, I think Rav Getzel quotes it in the Blei Shlomo, that Chishav alav kamashke, it was if you learn Chishav alav kamashke means as a drinking, So then you'll have to learn pshat and sheleg to be dafka when it melts.
Why?
Because if sheleg is lo ochel v'lo mashke.
Yeah, but once you're mechasher lo mashke, then it's tummy even now it's sheleg.
No. You mean if you hold, again, if you hold, it depends what you hold mashke means. If you hold mashke, dafka means ochel versus mashke, mean food and drink. If you learn that's pshat.
The Gemara,
right?
So the Gemara says, "Yeah, chishav alav mashke is tamei." What's tamei? The shelig,
right?
Not after it melts. Now,
no, now.
Yeah,
but what is means? What does it mean, chishav alav kamashke?
Does
it mean liquid? Does it mean I want to use it as a mikvah? That's what it means, chishav alav kamashke, or I want to use it as a drink?
Kashas as a drink.
As a drink, right? So b'meila, see, his assumption is that if you want to use it for a mikvah. That's called Chif Shivalov Kimashka. And that's how he says his whole pilpul, that you need Chif Shivalov Kimashka to make it a mikvah, because the mikvah is a mashka. What is a mashka? And therefore, his whole pilpul is to say that, but you need, when Chif Shivalov, like the Rosh is a par, you need Bailam to be Chif Shivalov. And that's how he answers the stira. But if you say, like the Beishlom and Rav Getzel quotes from somebody that mashke means a drink, so then there's no so only if you chishav alav as a drink is, so then you might have to say that shelig is only when it melts, because there's no chishav alav. You're
well,
not being
that commercial is irrelevant to this discussion.
Right.
So
right.
It's no raya one way or the other. It's just different.
Well, you could say that it's only when it's
yeah, but you cannot. I'm saying that
no, because
is just
the
not a
no, because the Gemara does say that it's not a mashke, it's not a ochel not mashke. So chora, you need.
Yeah,
but if it has a din mayim, then it is a mashke.
It's not
right?
A beverage, though.
Right, but that's only if you work with that concept of beverage. So, but his.
Yeah, I mean, that's the Indian is a mechabel tumah, not a gabi.
Right, but it could be it's the gabi everything. Maybe, or maybe not. But that's his. So Rav Getzel has a whole pilpul in the Achronim. Is it true that what's the din by hefker? Because if it's she'ena shalo, you're not buying. What if it's hefker? So he has different Achronim. He was malaki different Achronim, mechaschinach and imrebina, that discuss what's the din of machashev alav dover that's hefker. Do we say since you could be zocher? That's keilu or not, and that's so it becomes a very interesting tshuva, but this simple shaila about tefilas yadayim. So he starts with the Magid Avraham and the Taz and the Chazanish, and this Chalkas Yoav and this Menachas Chinuch and Nimrei Brina. So he gets a tremendous discussion. In the end, he thinks that the din is that it's okay, you know, but. You know, that you can rely on the Magen Avraham and you could do it. But it's a fascinating. The Chalkas Yoav, you know, is this is a typical Chalkas Yoav piece. One last thing, the Chasam Sofer has a discussion about snow. This is the tshuva we did before. He speaks about. This is your question, Rabbi Tuchman, on page 9. or ice. You like ice, I know. Could you put hot water on the snow and the ice to melt it? Al davar mikra mishaleg uglid lishpach l'socho mayim chayim chamin lavshiran. So he says that if you do it al yidei kli, choshani lo sheyavo gimel lugim shuvim tam shehufsru memsa. Very peaceful olam. In other words, he's saying that maybe there's going to be gimel shuvim before it melts, and then you won't have your then you'll have your gimel lugim of mayim shuvim before you have your mikra. But he says, he says one way is to take a piece of metal, put it in the fire, and then throw it into the snow, and then make it melt that way. What about havaya al yidei adam? In other words, he says that's not. In other words, if you bring mikveh to a man makes mikveh to water to the mikveh, that's a psul d'oraisa. But he says lo mikveh havaya al yidei hasaras hamaniyah, because this is indirect. In other words, a person puts something into the snow that's hot to make it melt. That's not called havaya. That's kind of like hasaras hamaniyah, so to speak. Lo mikveh havaya al kamo havas mayim lo ba'ofen hazev hu pashut.
And then, it sounds like he would have a problem with it.
With solid ice, even though, yeah. So he talks about the solid ice. Right. Let's see. There's Balamore says you can't bring snow. So, but here he's saying, but he says that, of course, according to us, we were tova leaving in the sheleg. So that was the big question. If you were tova in sheleg, then how can you bring it in a kli? Right, so, was the Shulchan Aruch seems to say that you can tova in sheleg and you can bring it in a kli. So we saw the Lechem V'Simla says that it's because the Kli doesn't make Shuvim because it has its own form. But he's working with another idea, that in a Chanami, you don't bring it in a Kli, and you don't have Havaya Al Yidei Adam, because bringing a Kli would maybe be a problem, and therefore you have to melt it in a indirect fashion, that you put the and then that's the, we did the, this is the beginning of that Shuvah that we did before once about... Okay, so this is a fascinating discussion about... What? Maybe that's also considered indirect, because you're not bringing it in. It's flowing in itself. But it's also... But maybe that's also... It's,
when I come with my kalim to make the mikvah, where I didn't have 40 so of snow, and I put my 40 so of snow together, and now it's a kosher mikvah, how come that's not Al Yidei Adam?
What?
If I have snow, and I put it together, so I now have 40 so of snow, how come that's not a psul d'oraisa if we're saying this whole thing?
Oh, so that's the chasam sofer. So either you say... So the Chasam Sofer's big yisod that we said once before is that none of the halachas of mikvah apply to snow, because all the halachas of mikvah said the water shouldn't be mekabel tuma, but snow is not mekabel tuma anyway. That was his whole yisod in Hilchos Mikvos. That whole Hilchos Mikvos are geboit on the fact that the mayim is immune from tuma, and therefore it's matar. But a sheleg is always going to be immune. So by shuvim, you toilet from the carcass, and now it's susceptible to tumah. But sheleg doesn't have that din, because sheleg is immune from tumah. That's where Michael Friedman asked the question, aren't you mechashev lamashke? So the Rav Getzel and Beis Shlomo point out that that's not called mechashev lamashke. Okay, this is the interesting discussion about tevila b'sheleg v'hadoras hatnai shel hashborin. Is that part of the din of hashborin, or hashborin is just the norm? But if you can have another way that the water is stagnant, then you don't need the, which is the simple way, what the Beis Shlomo says. Okay, Bez Hashem tomorrow. Continue tomorrow and Thursday, Bez Hashem.